Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Marlon Davidson. Marlon just finished his senior season as a top defensive lineman for the Auburn football team and looks to be a top player in the upcoming NFL draft. Marlon, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
To start, Marlon recently went to the Senior Bowl, dominated the first day before unfortunately having to end your week a little early. But just overall, we know you went from Auburn. Now it's the pre-draft process. What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it was good, man. I mean, I liked it being around all the great talent. You know, everybody's coming from, you know, other schools, you know, schools that I don't play it against, having to talking junk around those guys. And just interacting with different people, you know, meeting scouts and teams and, you know, just trying to tell people about yourself and just show people that, you know, you're really a good talent and worthy enough to be picked in the first round. So, you know, just showing people different things about Marlon.
And Marlon recently accepted the invitation for the NFL Combine in February. What are your goals for the Combine?
Goals in the Combine is to show that I can compete with the best, show that I can compete with having hitting numbers with the bench, with the 40 times, you know, all type of things like that, you know, just showing different things, you know, showing people that, you know, it's no wrong pick with picking Marlon, as I was saying, and just continue to dominate with just doing drill, you know what I mean, just being the best at everything you do.
Marlon, now we've seen the tape. GM scouts will have seen it as well, but when they interview you, what do you want them to get out of it? Who are they going to get in yourself in the locker room and off the field?
They're going to get a leader, but most importantly, they're going to get a football player. You know, like I am a football player. I know the ins and outs of the game. I know the ins and outs of the film room, you know, the teams. I know how to break down teams. I know how to break down positions wise. I know how to do it all. You know, like I'm a film junkie, you know, like I was saying, like I know what my secondary do. I know my linebackers do. I know what everybody do, you know what I mean? So ain't no mess ups coming around, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, being the best at what I do, you know, I'd be the best at run stopping at this point or rushing the passer or whatever. Like, I'm there. Effort plays, I'm there. You know what I mean? You won't never see Marlon Davis not around the ball.
And Marlon, it'd be hard not to bring up the fact that as a true freshman, you started all 13 games. What was it like being thrusted into action so early on in your career? Did you feel any added pressure?
Oh, no, sir, not at all, man. This is what I was raised to do, you know what I mean? I was raised to play football, you know what I mean? High school, I started all 4 years of varsity football, you know, so I had the experience of starting as a true freshman, even though it's still two different platforms. But, you know what I mean, just having the experience of being able to go through it as a young person, as in the ninth grade, just like you going into freshman year in college, you know, you're still young, going against great talent. You know, it's still the same thing. You know, you go out there and play football. You go out there and hustle, out-hustle people and be out-prepared. And just like I was saying, man, having fun, you know, every time I play football, I have fun. You know, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm enjoying myself. Because at the end of the day, football can be taken away from you at any moment. So I'm going to cherish every moment I can.
Marlon, now, being that first freshman defensive lineman to start an opening game in 30 years, what does that mean to you?
I mean, that means a lot, man. That means a lot to my legacy that I left at Auburn. That means just showing other people, you know, like, no matter if you're young or whatever, man, you know, like, you still have an opportunity to do something great. You know what I mean? Like, and I showed them, you know, by coming in as a true freshman starting, playing every game as an Auburn football player starting, you know what I mean? Being able to show them, like, man, just be consistent, you know, and whatever you do, be emotionally consistent, be physically consistent, just doing what you do best, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, I play football, man. I'm a football player regardless. You know, Marlon Davidson going to be the best at whatever he does. As soon as he put his hand down in the ground, he's thinking about being the best. I mean, that's how I approach my game every day, you know what I mean? Be the best person that I can be.
And Marlon, coming out of high school, you were one of the nation's top defensive prospects. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what went into your decision to play at Auburn?
My high school career, man, I thought I did the best I could. You know what I mean? Playing at Greenville High School and at Carver High School, you know, I had fun playing at both. And really coming down to playing, to choosing Auburn, you know, it was pretty hard, you know. because you know what you're saying, you got the other in-town, in-town rivalry who wanted you. You got the Georgia, you got the LSU, you got everybody who wanted to have a chance to talk to you, you know what I mean, or to have them on the team. So, you know, it took a lot of thought into it, man, but I chose Auburn because Auburn is the best school for me. Auburn was a family home type of team, man. You know, they loved me for me. You know, they had my brother there. You know, so everything that Auburn showed me, you know, it was all out of love from when my brother was there and also when I was there too. So I never seen it waver, you know. So Auburn fans, they were the best. You know what I mean? They're the best in the country. And I can put it behind them anywhere.
Marlon, what was it like playing under Coach Gus Malzahn? And how could you describe your relationship with him?
I mean, we have a great relationship. Like, man, Coach Malzahn, we talk. I think the last time I talked to him was last Tuesday. Tuesday just passed, and I mean, he still communicating with me, just showing him that he still loved me and stuff, man. He cried real tears, our last team meeting we had right before the game, like he was giving out senior takeaways, like senior leave out and stuff like that, and just showing emotions towards me, you know what I mean? Because, you know, like, he recruited me. He wanted me really bad. True freshman starting, as y'all said, and just him showing his emotion, man, that let me know, like, man, he's a tough guy, but he also loved me and he loved his players. I mean, Coach Malzahn, man, he was consistent. He always showed that he cared about us, even though we was losing, even though all of that, like, he had our back. So at that moment, we had his back too. And we appreciated every moment he gave us and every moment he let us cherish.
And Marlon, we see the talent on this Auburn defensive line, Derek Brown, Nick Koo. How important is it for you to have a strong relationship with the other players on your defensive line?
It's very strong. You know, I take myself as a leader on the team. So, I was a leader on my team, captain this year. And I took it as, you know, like, you got to get to know your peers. You know, as long as you can know your peers, you know how to come at your peers different ways when you're trying to lead them and talk to them. And, you know, being consistent, you know, by showing up early to practice, by leaving practice later than others, by putting in hard work and putting the dedication behind it and just showing that, you know, like, whatever I spoke of, I meant it, you know what I mean? And having a relationship with Derek and Nick, you know, like, man, that was my best relationship. Like, those are going to be my brothers regardless through the end of our days. And, I mean, they know if they ever need to call me, I'm always going to be a phone call away. And I feel the same way for them. If the roles were reversed, if I had to call Derek or Nick, they would pick up the same way. I mean, just having that brotherhood, you know, that was special to me. That the brotherhood that we had was special.
Definitely Derek Brown, Nick Koy both have chances to go extremely high as well. What I found was interesting is you, in addition, your sack total 3.5 as a sophomore and junior, then spiked to 7.5 this past season. What do you think allowed you to have that jump in production?
I mean, me fully dedicating myself to my workout plan. You know, first time I actually, like, worked out since I've been at Auburn. You know, since I came in, I never, like, went into the weight room and worked out because I had nagging injuries and stuff, and they didn't want to push it. But this year, I fought through it, and I started hitting my PR max, and I started getting stronger. I started getting bigger. I started getting faster. I started improving different things, and it took toll to be on the field, you know. Even though I could have made more plays, you know, I still feel like I did my best this year than what I did any other year. And I showed complete dominance this year. I showed them that, you know, I'm a ball player.
And Marlon, you just mentioned you're a team captain, voted by your teammates. What was that feeling like when you found out that you were going to be team captain?
I mean, it was exciting because, you know, it's voted by your peers. So if your peers think you're a captain, then, you know, that's great. You know what I mean? And it was a big honor, you know what I mean? It becomes a lot of responsibility. But, you know, just knowing that, man, I felt the rush. I really did, man. And I was so grateful for that moment. You know, I love my teammates, and I'm pretty sure they love me.
Now, Marlon, when we look at it, you guys, Auburn, ton of success. How would you describe the football culture for your roster?
Hard nose, man. We're a hard-nosed football team. We're going to fly around to that ball. We're going to knock people out. We're going to get up whenever we get knocked down, and we'll do it all over again. And, I mean, just like I was saying, man, showing mentally and physically consistency out there on the field and being dominant. You know, like, especially my D-line, man. My D-line, we played great all year. man, Derrick Brown, the Big Cat Bryant, Derrick Hall's, you know, we came out there with a purpose this year to show people that we're the best. And I'm pretty sure we left our stamp on it this year that we had the best defense in the country. You know what I mean? Just keep showing people that, you know, that we got this. You know what I mean? It's just having fun while we're doing it, laughing at people whenever we get done beating their tails, and then just leaving it all on the field, you know, giving it all every play.
And Marlon, when you're not spending time on the football field or in the classroom, do you like to do anything with your teammates?
Yeah, I do a lot of things with my teammates. You know, like, first, like, if I'm not in the classroom, we got games and stuff around that time, you know, like, I watch film with them because, like, I break down film easy. You know, I talk through ball way easy, just like a coach, you know what I mean? I take pride in that. I mean, just helping them learn the system, helping them learn what we're doing this week, and helping them just be the best player they can be on the field. And then having like a little, like, go out to eat moments with the freshmen and different things like that, inviting different people out, and just having just a brotherhood time, you know what I mean? Just talk about our problems, talk about what's going on throughout football life. I mean, just making sure everybody keep their mind clear on one goal, and that's to win.
Marlon, now you're one of the most unique prospects in the entire draft. In terms of where you played in college and where they foresee you playing in the NFL, can you talk a little bit about the role you played on the Auburn defensive line last season and where you foresee yourself playing at the next level?
I mean, I feel myself playing at strong side end in the league, you know, but a lot of teams want me to play three techniques, so I'm going to play that, you know what I mean? But if I had a choice, I would pick strong side end, but, you know, a lot of feedback say three techniques, so it's time to go be a three technique. You know what I mean? Go out there and dominate. But in the Auburn system, you know, Coach G played me at where I felt comfortable at. You know what I mean? I moved inside on third down to go be a big pass rusher, be quicker than the guards, different than that in third. And on first and second down, I was the majority at end, and just being a bigger, faster end than everybody thought I was, and just showing versatility. You know, I can play anywhere. Like I was saying, you know, I can play anywhere up and down the line. Wherever you put me at, I'm going to dominate. You're going to feel the presence of Marlon Davidson no matter what.
And Marlon, a hypothetical question I like to ask every athlete we interview is, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Cameron Jordan, man. Cameron Jordan's a straight dog, and he's big, and he's fast, and he played defense again at like 290. I mean, so he's like, man, it's incredible how good he played on the field and what type of athlete he is, and just showing up every game, how ferocious he play, and just vicious. You know what I mean? He's a vicious guy, and I mean, how he runs to the ball and the effort plays and everything. So, like, I model myself after him a lot.
And Marlon, Cam Jordan, obviously a stud, but in general, when you're watching film or just watching the NFL in general, are there certain players you take pieces of their game and try and emulate them into yours?
Yes, of course, Fletcher Cox, man. Fletcher Cox, the Geno Atkins. You know what I mean? The J.J. Watt, the Jadeveon Clowney is like, even though Jadeveon Clowney is a more of an edge, like outside linebacker type guy, smaller guy, you know what I mean? I still take away, like, what his hands, how his hands are, how active his hands, how active his feet is. Like Nick Bosa, even though he's like my age. You know what I mean? I take stuff away from his game, you know, because you can always learn from anybody, you know what I mean? And just Fletcher Cox, how aggressive he played, him and Geno Atkins on the inside. Like, whenever he put his hands on somebody, like, they feel him. You know what I mean? So that's what I take away from some of the guys, you know, and just watching how hard they work, even in their eighth or ninth year in the league. You know what I mean? It's about getting paid, and it's also about winning.
And Marlon, not only succeeding on the field is important, but also in the classrooms. What does it mean to you to be a college graduate?
It means a lot, man. I mean, I got my paper. No, that's something that nobody can ever take away from you. You know what I mean? Coach G always expressed to us, man, get something that nobody can take from you. He told us, like, it'll be your degree. I mean, just having that, showing people that, you know, I finished what I started, because, like, that's a big thing in my household when I was younger, you know, finishing what you start no matter what, you know, never, no quarters allowed. You know what I mean? Like, I finished my degree, I got it, and now I'm set for life. You know, so if football don't work out, I always got my degree to fall back on.
Marlon, for our last question, we know a dream of many is to make it in the NFL. Has it kind of sunk in that you could be signing an NFL contract in a few months? And have you kind of thought about what you'd want to do with a signing bonus?
So I really, it really haven't set, set in on signing an NFL contract, you know. It's still like a dream, you know. You're like a little kid, you know, like just being able to play around with the Aaron Donalds and those type of guys, man. It's remarkable. You know what I mean? And just thinking about my signing bonus, man, I just want to put my signing bonus away and just save it for my future kids, man, and save it for later on family troubles and just making sure I spend my money right and just making sure I keep as much as I can, because the NFL always going to stand for not for long. You know what I mean? Get as much as you can while you can, and then when it's all over, let it be over and go work, be a hardworking man.
Really good answer there, Marlon. We appreciate your time and good luck throughout this entire pre-draft process. We're rooting for you.
Thank you.